The importance of active listening in sales. In the fast-paced world of sales, many professionals focus on perfecting their pitch, mastering product knowledge, or developing closing techniques. However, one of the most powerful tools in a salesperson's arsenal often goes overlooked: active listening. The ability to truly hear, understand, and respond to prospects isn't just a nice-to-have skill, it's the cornerstone of building trust, uncovering needs, and ultimately closing deals. Active listening transforms sales conversations from one-way presentations into meaningful dialogues that create genuine connections. When salespeople prioritize listening over talking, they discover valuable insights about their prospects' pain points, motivations, and decision-making processes. This foundational skill separates top performers from average ones, making it essential for anyone serious about sales success. Understanding active listening in the sales context. Active listening goes far beyond simply hearing words. It involves fully concentrating on what the prospect is saying, both verbally and non-verbally, while demonstrating genuine interest in their perspective. This comprehensive approach to listening requires salespeople to engage all their senses, interpret emotions, and respond thoughtfully to what they've heard. The sales environment presents unique challenges for active listening. Pressure to meet quotas, time constraints, and the natural inclination to sell can all interfere with a salesperson's ability to listen effectively. However, those who master this skill find that it actually accelerates the sales process rather than slowing it down. By understanding prospects' real needs and concerns, salespeople can tailor their approach more precisely, leading to higher conversion rates and stronger customer relationships. Active listening in sales also involves reading between the lines. Prospects don't always express their true concerns directly, and skilled listeners learn to pick up on hesitations, unstated objections, and underlying emotions that influence purchasing decisions. This deeper level of understanding enables more effective problem-solving and positioning. The psychological impact of active listening on prospects. When prospects feel truly heard and understood, a psychological shift occurs that dramatically improves the sales dynamic. Building trust and influence through active engagement creates an environment where prospects feel valued as individuals rather than just potential revenue sources. This psychological impact stems from a fundamental human need, the desire to be understood. When salespeople demonstrate genuine interest in a prospect's situation, challenges, and goals, they tap into this basic need. The prospect begins to view the salesperson as a trusted advisor rather than just another vendor trying to make a sale. The contrast is striking when compared to typical sales interactions. Most prospects are accustomed to salespeople who talk more than they listen, who interrupt to make points, or who seem more interested in their own agenda than the prospect's needs. Active listeners stand out immediately because they offer something rare: undivided attention and genuine care for the prospect's situation. This psychological advantage extends beyond the initial conversation. Prospects who feel heard are more likely to share sensitive information about their challenges, budget constraints, and decision-making timeline. They're also more receptive to feedback and suggestions because they trust that the salesperson understands their context. Core techniques for developing active listening skills. Developing strong active listening skills requires intentional practice and the application of specific techniques. Mastering these fundamental approaches enables salespeople to engage more effectively with prospects and uncover valuable insights that drive successful outcomes. The foundation of active listening begins with creating the right physical and mental environment. This means eliminating distractions, maintaining appropriate eye contact, and positioning yourself to focus entirely on the conversation. In today's digital world, this often requires putting away phones, closing laptops, and resisting the urge to multitask during sales calls. Paraphrasing and reflecting back what you've heard demonstrates that you are processing the information and helps ensure accurate understanding. Rather than simply nodding and moving on, effective listeners take time to summarize key points and ask for clarification when needed. This technique not only shows engagement but also helps prevent miscommunication that can derail sales conversations. Asking thoughtful, open-ended questions is another crucial component of active listening. These questions should be designed to encourage prospects to share more about their situation, challenges, and goals. The key is asking questions that genuinely seek to understand rather than questions that are simply setups for your next sales point. Nonverbal communication plays an equally important role in active listening. Strong communication skills encompass body language, facial expressions, and vocal tone that all reinforce your verbal messages. Leaning forward slightly, maintaining appropriate eye contact, and matching the prospect's energy level all contribute to more effective listening. Active listening in the era of remote sales. The shift toward remote selling has created new challenges and opportunities for active listening. Remote selling environments require adapted approaches to maintain the same level of connection and understanding that's possible in face-to-face interactions. Video calls present unique obstacles for active listeners. Technical issues, poor audio quality, and screen fatigue can all interfere with the ability to pick up on subtle cues and maintain focus. However, remote sales environments also offer some advantages, such as the ability to take notes without appearing distracted and the opportunity to review recorded conversations for missed details. Successful remote active listening requires heightened attention to vocal cues since body language is often limited or unclear on video calls. Changes in tone, pace of speech, and energy levels become more important indicators of the prospect's emotional state and engagement level. Skilled remote listeners learn to compensate for reduced visual information by becoming more attuned to these audio signals. Technology can also enhance active listening in remote environments when used appropriately. Features like call recording, real-time transcription, and collaborative note-taking tools can help salespeople capture and process information more effectively. However, the key is using these tools to support rather than replace genuine human connection and attention. The connection between emotional intelligence and active listening. Active listening and emotional intelligence are inextricably linked in successful sales interactions. The relationship between emotional intelligence and communication becomes particularly important when dealing with complex B2B sales cycles where multiple stakeholders and emotions are involved. Emotionally intelligent salespeople recognize that every sales conversation involves both rational and emotional components. While prospects may present logical reasons for their needs and concerns, underlying emotions often drive their ultimate decisions. Active listening helps salespeople identify these emotional undercurrents and respond appropriately. This emotional awareness extends to self-management during sales conversations. When prospects express frustration, skepticism, or other challenging emotions, skilled listeners remain calm and composed while acknowledging these feelings. Rather than becoming defensive or pushing harder, they use active listening to understand the root causes of these emotions and address them constructively. Developing emotional intelligence also helps salespeople recognize when their own emotions might interfere with effective listening. Pressure to close deals, frustration with difficult prospects, or excitement about potential opportunities can all impact the ability to listen objectively. Self-aware salespeople learn to manage these emotions to maintain focus on the prospect's needs and perspective. Measuring and improving active listening performance. Like any sales skill, active listening can be measured and improved through systematic practice and feedback. Assessment approaches for listening skills help sales professionals identify areas for improvement and track their progress over time. Call recording and analysis provide valuable opportunities for self-assessment and coaching. By reviewing recorded conversations, salespeople can identify moments where they missed important cues, interrupted unnecessarily, or failed to ask follow-up questions. This objective feedback is often more revealing than subjective impressions during live conversations. Peer feedback and role-playing exercises also contribute to skill development. Colleagues can observe listening behaviors and provide constructive feedback about areas for improvement. Regular practice sessions with different scenarios help build confidence and competence in various listening situations. Quantitative metrics can also indicate the effectiveness of active listening efforts. Higher quality listening typically correlates with longer average conversation times, more detailed discovery notes, higher close rates, and improved customer satisfaction scores. While these metrics don't directly measure listening skills, they often reflect the outcomes of better listening. Advanced active listening strategies for complex sales. As sales cycles become more complex and involve multiple stakeholders, active listening skills must evolve to match these challenges. Advanced listening techniques become essential when navigating enterprise sales, committee decisions, and lengthy evaluation processes. Multi-stakeholder situations require salespeople to listen for different perspectives, priorities, and concerns from various decision-makers and influencers. Each stakeholder may have unique motivations and communication styles, requiring adaptive listening approaches. Skilled salespeople learn to identify these differences and tailor their listening strategies accordingly. Listening for organizational dynamics and politics becomes crucial in complex B2B environments. Understanding who holds real decision-making authority, how different departments interact, and what internal challenges might impact the purchasing decision requires sophisticated listening skills that go beyond individual conversations. Sequential listening across multiple touchpoints also demands advanced skills. Information gathered in early conversations must be retained, built upon, and referenced appropriately in subsequent interactions. This requires systematic note-taking, pattern recognition, and the ability to connect insights from different sources within the same organization. Common active listening mistakes and how to avoid them. Even well-intentioned salespeople often fall into common traps that undermine their listening effectiveness. Recognizing and avoiding these mistakes is crucial for developing genuine active listening skills. One of the most frequent errors is pseudo-listening, appearing to listen while actually planning what to say next. This creates a disconnect between the salesperson's internal focus and external attention, leading to missed opportunities and superficial understanding. True active listening requires mental discipline to stay present and engaged with the prospect's words. Interrupting or finishing prospects' sentences is another common mistake that signals impatience and disrespect. Even when salespeople think they understand where the conversation is heading, allowing prospects to complete their thoughts often reveals additional important information or nuances that impact the sales process. Asking leading questions disguised as genuine inquiry represents another listening pitfall. When questions are designed primarily to steer prospects toward predetermined answers rather than genuinely understand their perspective, the listening becomes manipulative rather than authentic. Prospects typically sense this difference and respond with reduced trust and openness. Failing to listen to emotional content while focusing only on factual information also limits effectiveness. Prospects' feelings about their current situation, concerns about change, and excitement about potential solutions all provide valuable insights that purely rational listening might miss. Building a culture of active listening in sales organizations. Individual listening skills are important, but creating organizational cultures that value and support active listening amplifies these benefits across entire sales teams. Leadership plays a crucial role in modeling and reinforcing the importance of listening in sales success. Sales managers who demonstrate active listening in their own interactions with team members set powerful examples for their salespeople. When managers truly listen to their team's challenges, insights, and feedback, they create environments where listening is valued and practiced consistently. Training programs and ongoing development initiatives should emphasize active listening as a core competency rather than a soft skill. This means providing regular training, practice opportunities, and feedback mechanisms that help salespeople continuously improve their listening abilities. Recognition and reward systems should also acknowledge excellent listening skills alongside traditional sales metrics. Celebrating salespeople who demonstrate exceptional discovery skills, customer understanding, and relationship building reinforces the importance of listening in overall sales success. The future of active listening in sales. As sales technology continues to evolve, the importance of human active listening skills becomes even more pronounced. While artificial intelligence and automation handle increasingly sophisticated tasks, the ability to truly understand and connect with prospects remains uniquely human. Conversational AI and sentiment analysis tools can supplement human listening by identifying patterns and emotional indicators in sales conversations. However, these technologies are most effective when combined with skilled human listeners who can interpret and act on the insights they provide. The increasing emphasis on customer experience and relationship-based selling makes active listening more valuable than ever. In competitive markets where products and services are often similar, the quality of human interaction frequently determines the winner. Salespeople who excel at listening create differentiated experiences that prospects remember and value. Remote and hybrid selling models will continue to challenge traditional listening approaches, requiring ongoing adaptation and skill development. However, the fundamental principles of active listening, genuine curiosity, focused attention, and empathetic response remain constant regardless of the medium. Conclusion. Active listening represents one of the most powerful yet underutilized tools in modern sales. In a world where prospects are bombarded with sales messages and approached by countless vendors, those who take time to truly listen stand out immediately. The investment in developing strong active listening skills pays dividends through improved discovery, stronger relationships, higher close rates, and greater customer satisfaction. The journey to becoming an exceptional listener requires intentional practice, honest self-assessment, and ongoing commitment to improvement. However, the rewards extend far beyond individual sales success. Salespeople who master active listening contribute to more positive customer experiences, stronger organizational relationships, and ultimately, more sustainable business growth. As sales environments continue to evolve, the ability to listen actively will become an increasingly important differentiator. Those who embrace this fundamental skill now will be better positioned to succeed regardless of how technology, buyer behavior, or market conditions change in the future.